Today is our one-day pledge event here on WUTC. It's a chance to show your support in real time for your NPR station here in Chattanooga and the Tennessee Valley. And it's a chance to help us feed people in need. That need is greater than ever now because of the pandemic and its painful economic blows for so many people. 10% of what we raise today here on WUTC will support the Chattanooga Area Food Bank. Throughout the day, we have shared conversations with staffers at the food bank, describing their vital work throughout 20 counties in southeast Tennessee and northwest Georgia. Mark Hilling is the food bank's interim president and CEO. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
The economic impact of the pandemic will last longer than the virus, and that is part of what your work at the food bank is all about.
It is. We know that while there certainly was a spike in need at the onset of the pandemic, and we needed to respond to that, and we continue to respond to those needs, that even as we find a vaccine, as we find therapies, people will still be hungry. And we need to be there for a long time through 2021, we're sure, meeting a greater level of need than we were seeing in recent years.
You are preparing to provide long-term assistance to anyone facing hunger. What kind of assistance are we talking about?
We're talking about providing meals, providing food boxes that can provide meals to people. We're talking about meeting people where they are with mobile pantries, home delivery. The home delivery is an innovative new approach for us, something we've started in the pandemic and are glad to be able to reach people that we were not reaching prior to that. We are providing school meals or additions to school meals as we couple with the school districts throughout our counties and just really focus on making sure that people aren't missing meals that they previously counted on and where we can, supplementing the food that they receive as part of those.
You need support for that. And you also need support for those instances where all of a sudden you have to ramp up.
We do. We need funds to do that. We need people that will come in and help us pack boxes, people that can sometimes make deliveries for us, and people that will donate and help us have the funds we need in order to access food, which can be difficult in this period, as well as make donations of food to us directly.
You've adjusted your operations under COVID-19. How are you keeping safety top of mind?
It immediately came to mind here. We quickly worked to understand the guidance from CDC and implement that in the ways most appropriate to allowing us to continue to support people. Internally, we went to no-touch activity sets. We serve a number of people and a number of agency partners at the food bank, and we found ways that we could minimize, if not eliminate, interaction between our team and their teams in order to keep both sides safe. We went to drive-through for a number of our mobile pantries. We quickly learned from our own experience and shared that with our agencies so that they could keep their teams safe and operational. So we really looked to wearing masks, keeping social distance, and then making sure that people had ways to wash hands and avoid touching their face and eyes. And it was that simple from the beginning.
Let's talk more about how you have adjusted your programming to ensure you are there for anyone who needs food. I'm thinking of the emergency food boxes in Hamilton County.
Yes, we realized that there was going to be a much greater need coming directly to the food bank. We changed our procedures so that we could still serve as many people as needed it, ramped up our capacity to nearly triple what we were doing previously. We implemented the no-touch solutions so that we weren't putting ourselves or them at risk. And we reached out across some of the donors and providers to get particular foods and more foods available to those folks that were coming to our EFB environment.
You've also been working with La Paz Chattanooga and the Hamilton County Health Department.
We have. We went out to their locations as they were doing testing, first with La Paz and more recently with the Hamilton County Health Department. And as people came to get tests, they were asked if they needed food assistance. And for any that said yes, we were happy to be there providing food boxes in that simple no-touch drive-through method. We were able to provide them with food that we hope get them past a quarantine period or help them get past a quarantine period.
And we're speaking as you are about to have new leadership come on board at the food bank during this Hunger Action Month.
We are. We're excited to welcome Melissa Blevins back to the food bank. Melissa was previously the director of operations here and is coming back to lead through, again, a very challenging time for the food bank. And we're glad to do that. And Hunger Action Month is well underway. Hunger Action Day was just the other day. And it's an opportunity for us to talk about our need in servicing and supporting the community around us. And venues like this one to speak directly to the neighbors in our community are incredibly helpful to give them insight to what we do and how we do it.
All right. Mark, thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
One can make a difference. And right now, you can be that one in more ways than one. Please support WUTC and help the Chattanooga Area Food Bank as we mark Hunger Action Month here and across the country. Give online now at WUTC.org and click the donate button. Whatever you can give at this time will be most appreciated. Please make a difference for WUTC and help us feed people in need right now. As always, thank you.